There are ghosts around us all the time. Most of them, they can't hurt us. Most of them don't even want to hurt us. But there are exceptions.
And this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We shoot the shit. We spoil. But either way, shit's about to get spooky. Excuse me. Oh, no. Oh, actually.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool group in here today. Lots of good smoke bits.
Smoke bits, that's what we
do. Dude, I love smoke bits. Yeah. I love doing it just a slow cough. That's all I want. Fog machine go off and you just go, that's it. Just a little nod to let you know. I don't care for it.
I don't like it.
I don't like that.
I don't like
no
that.
No one told me that would happen. I don't like that.
Great. I did not consent. So.
Oh, good. My mouth is dry now for the duration of a podcast.
Oh, my God.
What a nightmare. My instrument, my mouth. Hey, cut that part, though.
Could you get that part where I called my mouth an instrument? I don't like that part, actually.
Please get rid of that part.
I don't like that part at all.
Lose all of this. I don't know.
Could you actually delete the footage? I'm going to make sure it is corrupt on accident. But you're probably like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Like, who the heck's this guy? Who's coughing? COVID? Ew. Disgusting. Cover your mouth.
No. We're 6 feet away. From each other.
Yeah. 6 feet.
Oh, cool. Cool, man.
I'm losing it, and that's why we love it. But this hilarious human, comedian, filmmaker,
hi,
horror fan, Matt Catanzano.
Thank you for having me. Yes. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
We're freaking doing it, dude.
We're doing it.
We did it. Look, yeah. We got out of the house.
I know.
We're here. The plan's made out of the group chat.
Out of a group chat. We're going to talk about horror movies.
Yeah.
Which is all I want to do with people anyways. So instead of like bothering a barista, I get to do this with you right now.
You're like, have you seen this movie? And they're like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm constantly like, yeah, I'll have another round. But anyways, have I told you about this? And they're like, sir, I do have to be a certain level of nice to you about this. But like... Pay your tab and go, man.
I don't care that much.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, you know what? If you tip me $100, I will. I'm all ears.
Yeah.
I can focus on you for exactly 5 minutes.
And that's how I make friends. Big tips.
That's how we became friends.
Yeah. Big tips.
Big tips.
Cut the part where I keep saying big tips and looking right down the barrel of the lens.
The barrel of the lens.
Big tips. That's a nightmare.
That's a freaking nightmare. But you, I think you're a little bit of a fan of horror movies.
I'm a huge fan of horror movies. An annoying fan of horror movies. I guess as I was just describing, I feel like all I ever want to do is talk about horror movies or recommend horror movies. Yeah. Like, I love recommending horror movies. I worked in a video store in the before days, you know, like my first job. And that was my favorite thing, was to like find customers that I like liked, and I would like sneak. I'd be like, you need to see this.
I would just
over time, people would come in and be like, I'll check with that kid about what horror movie I should get. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, it's in the back. I'll show you where. Like, watch this. Go home. Try this one out. And people would come back and be like, you need to get out more. You need to.
You're like, this is my livelihood.
Yeah. And I'd be like, I'm an indoor kid. No, thank you.
My best friend is my TV.
You ever been to summer camp? Sure, in the films. In the movies I watch, I've been.
I know all about them.
You ever do that where you like think you have a memory of your childhood, but you're just like, oh no, that's from the Goonies?
Not specifically the Goonies,
but like, you ever just go like, oh man, me and my friends and like that big dog would always like eat our baseballs, and you're like, am I talking about The Sandlot? Has that ever happened to me? Did I ever play baseball?
Wait.
I haven't done that ever.
I never played sports. What the heck?
Yeah, what am I talking about?
What the heck's going on? Not that, but with no.
No. Short answer is no. The long answer is still going to be no, but it'll take a little second.
It'll take a second.
Hold on.
But no. But the answer I would say is that I think my parents would quote movies.
Oh, wow.
And I would not know what it was from, so I would quote it to somebody else, and they'd be like, that's from this. I'd be like, no, my mom said it.
Wow, I love that.
Like, meet the Fockers, like, I'm watching you, I'm going to give you an Uncle Sam or Trey Burton. Like, yeah. I thought that. Like, my dad was just saying that my whole childhood.
Did it bum you out when you found out he was...
No, it made sense.
Just ripping it from something.
It made sense. And then I'm like, oh no, you just are like, yeah, I'm gonna steal people's lines from movies. And I'm like, okay. Clicking on my phone, I'm like, you're okay.
Yeah, that's fine then.
He thinks he's Jim Carrey.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you're not, but you try.
It was a while ago, but there was like a plague for a little while where it was like guys that were like were funny were just like quoting Anchorman. So you had to like know that it was from Anchorman to know that this person was a hack, you know? But
like really specific lines?
Yeah, like very specific lines. Like that became like a personality trait. I feel like there was like a span of time where people would be I think they still do that. I think we just notice it less.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
great. Yeah. It's great being out here.
It's
man, am I right?
No. The true villains.
Zoom in and zoom out and
don't cut that part.
Keep it in.
Cut out everything before until I admit that if you see someone that looks like me, serial killer. Don't trust that guy. Frankenstein, misunderstood.
He's just a baby.
Yeah. Dracula needs permission into your house. That's consent, baby. Somebody looks like me? No good.
Punch him in the face.
If you see
this guy in the street, go up to him and punch him right in the face.
And don't even punch him, because that's gonna hurt your hand. You're gonna use your elbow, okay? You're gonna throw it right across your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Knock that shit out.
Knock that shit out. Or go for the throat.
Yeah.
What were we here to talk about?
I don't remember.
Were we here just to tell people to hit me on the street? Yeah. That's what it became so quickly.
It got so violent so fast.
It got so violent, but towards me? I was endorsing it?
You said, it's very improv. You're like, yes, and.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't need to.
Background in improv. What are you going to do? Love yes anding.
Get the heck out of here. So, don't get out of here. Sit right here.
I'll stay here.
What was the first movie, horror or not, to scare you?
Ooh. Let me think. I think the first, so like my mom loved horror movies and would put them on. And I feel like that scarred me a lot. There was a movie called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane that would like bother, like to this day sort of bothers me. Like when I think about it, and
it's a cute movie.
Yeah, very cute movie, yeah. But it's images that I was like, what? I didn't know things could be this way. And I have a very distinct memory of watching Phantasm 2 on television at an age that I shouldn't have been seeing that. Mm-hmm. And like the bad guys win in that one. And I'd like never, that hadn't crossed my mind that could happen. That like the end of the movie might be like, nope, just kidding, we gotcha. And I was like,
The heroes are actually the losers.
Yeah, and I was like, oh no.
You're like, this isn't how the world works.
I never sleep again now, but I loved watching that stuff. Like I was a big like Monster Squad kid. And my family, not just, I'm looking down because I just realized I'm wearing the shirt. My family's favorite movie, the Catanzano family favorite movie is The Burbs. And that's a good like gateway horror movie where we're like, we all watched it. There's like scary parts that I didn't want to look at, but that was like, I guess our sense of humor, which continues to this day. Yeah. But I feel like those are some of the early ones that I remember watching and being like, I also have a very distinct memory of watching the first Ghostbusters at my aunt's house. Mm-hmm. And when the demon dogs come out and get Dana Barrett, I like jumped behind the couch. I can like picture the couch and jumping behind it. Like it's so vivid that I had, but I feel like anytime something like that would happen when I was little, an authority figure of some kind would be like, oh, should we shut this off? And I would be like, no.
No, don't, but I'm going to hide behind
I'm going to watch it from back here.
Yeah, just keep it on.
Through my fingers, but don't keep it going and then play it again.
Don't
play it again.
Keep it on.
Temple of Doom as well, that like heart rip, you know, like there's just like, I feel like those first things are always stuff that you trust that it's not going to be that.
Yeah. And they're like...
And then you get kind of tricked where you're like, ah, Indiana Jones, this will be a fun romp. And then yeah, Kali Ma and Ahar gets ripped out and you're like, I'm different now. I'm an indoor kid forever.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
I'm different now. I'm so different. I'm so different.
He's not like other boys.
I'm so different. I'm so unique and different. What I just described is like probably only me. That's probably like such a real thing because it's probably just me who had that experience.
It's literally just you.
Yeah,
it's
cut all of this. I'm begging you. If there's a release, I'm not signing it.
This whole thing isn't even being recorded, so
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, I'm, what am I, I'm just...
it's not even plugged in.
It's not even plugged
in
anything.
It's so embarrassing.
Just give me something to hold in my lap.
It's actually an intervention.
Yeah, oh man, what a great way to do that. I don't want to hijack this entire episode, okay? But...
Who's Jack?
A couple years ago, I don't know, we're too far gone. This can't be how we start. I was very sick, and okay. I ended up in the hospital, and I had like sepsis, and I was like not doing well.
God.
And I was like, when you're like sick like that, you get kind of like delirious, yeah. And you don't know what you're doing. And so allegedly, what I was told afterwards when I like came out and was okay, was that at one point I turned to a nurse and was like, if I die, I want to be buried with my DVDs. Which is so on brand for me, and also so funny because... Like, having a DVD collection was already sad, but wanting to be buried with it like a fucking pharaoh is the saddest thing I could think of. And I meant it. I know I meant it.
You're like 300 years from now, someone's like unearthing your body. And they're like, wow, we found this tomb. Let's open it. Whoa, this guy's a fucking nerd.
Yeah, dude. He's down there with a copy of The Neverending Story just in case.
Blu-ray, steelbook.
You know what I'm saying? What if life never ends? Cut all of this.
Anyway, so I gave you a huge list. It's hard. It's overwhelming. I realize it's actually very overwhelming, and I should change the format, but whatever.
Yeah, each guest has the same reaction, I feel like.
I feel like.
Whenever you have somebody on, you're like, I gave you a huge list, and you're like, yeah, and it triggered my ADHD.
So much.
Like,
this is too
and you're
much.
Like, yeah, so I'll do it to the next one, too, and I'll do it forever.
I'll fix it eventually. I won't.
No, please don't.
It's just me.
I like it. It's a fun exercise.
It is. It's reminding you to pay attention. And some people don't. But you gave me a list, and I was like, oh, which one with everything else like would be good to talk about? And I was like, oh, we should talk about... Oh, I didn't even pull it out.
We haven't even gotten to it yet.
The 13th Ghost.
13 Ghosts.
13 Ghosts.
The 13th Ghost is a different movie, but 13 Ghosts. I hope you didn't watch a movie called The 13th Ghost, because I didn't. I picked 13 Ghosts, but, you know.
I'm sorry.
2001's 13 Ghosts, directed by Steve Beck.
Okay.
So I just want to say this.
Okay.
You give a long list. You say pick five.
Yeah.
Okay. I picked five.
Yeah.
Then I picked like two more sets of five.
Oh my God.
Just in case.
So you're back.
I was covering like all my bases. And the first five was in like sort of order of what I wanted to do. And you went right down to number five and said, oh, good, 13 Ghosts. And I was like, which I certainly did pick, but you saw the other ones above it, right? So I adore this movie. I'm very happy to do it. But it did crack me up because I was like, oh, that was like right on the cutting block of the next group of five. And I like swapped it in. And I was like, what are the odds? And then you were like, 13 Ghosts or the 13th Ghost.
13th Ghost. If you're listening. It's the thing of, I'm also thinking like when I'm picking the movies, like with everything else, I'm like, okay, I watched two ones that were like pre 2000.
Okay, yeah.
Like 60s, 80s, and then I was like...
You were ready for a 2001 banger.
I'm like, I need 2000, I did 2013, and then I was like, I need something.
Yeah.
Because otherwise if it's... Look, I love old movies.
Okay, you don't sound... You look...
I do.
For those of you that are just listening, her eyes are the saddest eyes. They're pleading. And she's trying to state a fact. But she's, I don't know what she wants from me, but they're pleading eyes. I love old movies. The slower, the better.
I just really love them so much.
please let them be poorly paced.
Awfully
edited.
Yeah.
And have outdated ideals, please.
Preferably that. Yeah. I prefer if it's gonna do that, you know, do it.
If it's gonna do that, yeah, go
on. But
all
anyway,
in.
So we watched 13 ghosts, not 13 13th ghosts.
13th floor, but there's 13 ghosts.
Yes. So if you were to explain this movie to somebody who has never seen it before.
Boom tick, baby.
How in the fuck would you do that?
Yo, if you haven't seen 13 Ghosts, you need to fix that. If you're driving, pull over at the next house. Knock on the door. Let them know you haven't seen 13 Ghosts. They're going to welcome you in. They're going to sit you down with their children and their neighbors are going to come over. 13 Ghosts rules. The way I would pitch it to you is this. 13 Ghosts is sort of Jurassic Park with ghosts. In this essay, I will. Okay, hear me out. It's a place. A family is brought to it. There are ghosts in cages. You can't. Life finds a way. These ghosts get out. There are people who say ghosts shouldn't be in cages. There are other people who like they have to be in cages. The ghosts get out. They wreak havoc. And it is in one of the best set pieces, like one of the best sets in a movie of that era or any era.
Yeah.
It's in a big rotating house made of glass. It's so cool, right?
Yeah, so freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how I'd pitch it. And it has Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
So you can kind of imagine it that it's like if Stu hadn't been killed in Scream.
And he became psychic.
He became psychic.
And you can see dead people.
Yeah, fine. If you need the
and
plot.
And he can't see anymore. That's why he has to wear glasses. But they're actually goggles. But maybe the ghosts are of the people he's killed before.
Yeah. See? And if that's not something they're working on right now, they should be.
That's honestly better than Scream 7.
But if you need more plot, then there's like an eccentric millionaire adventurer who captures ghosts. And he has a psychic friend. And his psychic friend is Matthew Lillard. And they just travel the world looking for ghosts. And for some reason, he needs 13 specific ghosts. But he dies trying to get the 12th ghost. Crazy. And then he gives in his will... His nephew inherits everything, and his nephew is just having a tough... his nephew's
tough
having
time.
The saddest, toughest life.
So tough.
And fortunately gets the... What I hope happens in real life as well. Like, I love the idea of, like, on your worst day, like, someone knocking on your door and being like, excuse me.
You get a...
Yeah. Are you the nephew of Cyrus Criticos? And you're like... I am, but I haven't thought about him in forever. And they're like, well, he has $1 billion.
He died. Congrats.
He's dead. Congrats. You have a glass house. A rotating glass house. Don't check the basement. It's also a remake of a 1960 movie made by William Castle. And William Castle, if you do have to watch, not have to, because I love old movies as well. But if you're like
looking for some old movies that are fun.
I wasn't pleading. My eyes were inviting. Cut that part. or edit it all together with the other body parts I've described. You could put it all together or cut it all. Either one's fine.
Got it.
But that movie's kind of fun too.
Yeah.
But William Castle did that and House on Haunted Hill and a bunch of really fun, like, gimmicky movies.
But this is a remake?
Remake.
Of
that
movie.
Yeah. There was a production company that I miss. They're, like, still sort of around, I think, but, like, man, in the early 2000s, there was a production company called Dark Castle, and they just put out the most violent R-rated horror movies.
Yeah.
Like, these crazy... They, like, scarred me when I was little, because they were so different than, like, what we're used to, especially with... Like, all the ghosts in their movies are, like, straight-up murderers. Like, they don't haunt you.
Yeah.
If they're in the room with you, they kill you, almost like a dinosaur.
Ooh.
But they, it's like so funny. They have weapons and stuff in there. It's like, oh my God.
You're like, are you guys?
I thought it was going to get haunted. I thought
it was
going to be.
You're going to get murked.
Yeah. You're like, oh, is that chair going to move across the kitchen? And it's like,
no. It's going to go through your face.
Yeah. They're going to break the legs off and put them in your eyeballs.
Like, what the fuck? And also, okay, hey, why is it made of glass?
Yeah, why is that made of glass?
That seems like a safety hazard.
Crazy. Well, just.
The only reason why the script is on everything was because people kept, or they were afraid that the actors and crew were going to run into the glass. So they put the script on it and added it to the movie because they were like,
wait. What an incredible. I love that. That's true.
Yeah. Because otherwise they were like going to like keep and they're like, OK, well, that makes sense. But also, then how about you don't make all the fucking walls in the entire house glass? Just thought. Dude, they were, it looks cool.
They were so, I feel like they were so proud. Like, it was like one of those things that, like, once the train left the station, they were just like, you wouldn't believe what we made. And everybody must have been like, oh my God, this is incredible.
But also, this is a nightmare to film on.
Yeah, how are we going to shoot in this?
They're doing, I watched some behind the scenes and it was like a 360. They would light it under, over, everywhere. And then everyone was in black. So you would kind of blend into the background.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm sure you could probably see crew in shots. Yeah. Like, because there was nowhere to hide.
Yeah. And if you see them, that's a ghost.
Yes, it's one of the 13.
Yeah, right? And that's like, oh, that's a hidden ghost that you found.
Ooh, spooky. It's like The Haunting of Hill House. But
yeah,
it's
exactly. I was just thinking that. I was like, when Flanagan put all those ghosts in there, when you rewatch it, you're like, oh, there's a guy on the staircase that whole time. That's
fun. But or it's like the water bottle in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Which once you see, you can't.
Yeah, so it's like this one. You're like, is that
a
guy eating a hot dog in the back? What the
but
fuck?
That's, I didn't know that about having these. So on all the walls, it's glass. But then on all the walls are like our barrier, our containment spells.
Yes.
And the idea is that like you can't go through that pane of glass if you're a mean ghost. But if that came
nice
about
ghost.
Because of trying to fix the problem of it
I
being
think so.
See-through,
yeah, I think.
Then that's like an incredible fix that actually enhanced the story.
Allegedly. Okay.
Allegedly.
Because I know the people in the comments.
But now
will.
I'll be telling people that. For the rest of my life.
Someone in the comments will be like, that's wrong. And I'll be like, okay, you know what? Shut up.
Well, some of them had to have been there because like that's such a big plot point that it'd be wild if they were like, I guess the ghosts just stay in rooms.
Yeah, that also
would be a lot.
But I think they kept they're like, oh, like the actors are going to run into it. Like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And why is it there? You know?
It is. It's a glass house. Don't throw stones. And...
They should have.
They could have. They needed to throw some stones. And it's the tightest corridors you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Also, okay. If they would have thrown stones.
Yes.
At the entire house.
Yep.
Wouldn't it just like released all the ghosts and they would have been chill?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So why didn't they do that?
Well, no. Are we already spoiling?
Yeah, we can spoil. We can do whatever we want.
So the ghosts do get out.
Well, yeah. But I mean like, they could have solved this earlier because it's a glass house. They could have been like,
yes, but it was, man, what's he call it? Ecto pain. It's not ecto pain. Ectoban.
The character?
No, they described the glass. There's this movie. The script of this movie is very fun. It's also insane.
But they
do throw out like anytime. Sometimes these movies don't feel punched up.
Yeah.
And this one to me does feel punched up.
Like so punched up.
There's so many one-liners.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that like they explain that I'm like, at this point, I don't think we care.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you didn't actually have to do that. But there's a part where Matthew Lillard's walking. And he's like, you kidding me? This is ectopan glass. They can't hear you, nor can you break it. And I was like, I was just going to buy that the glass was thick, but like you gave it ecto and something. And I believe you. But also, that scene didn't necessarily need to be there, but like, I'm glad they did it.
Thank you for your telling.
There's some attention to detail there.
Okay. So you have obviously seen this movie and you have, you know, the background of this movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is my first handful of times watching this.
Tell me.
I still don't know if I know what's going on in this movie. I listened to a couple podcasts talking about it because I was like, I need someone else to explain what's happening because I watched it twice. I watched a video breakdown and I listened to two podcasts on it because I was like, I just want to understand what the fuck is going on because, first of all, they sit and explain half the movie.
Yeah.
Now, it's 90% of what this movie is people just explaining what's happening.
Yeah, and why are you still confused? With all that effort they put in, why don't you understand this very straightforward ghost spell containment unit movie?
At this rate, I think it would have been better if it was 30 minutes longer and we just... like had the time to actually explore the lore a little bit
yeah.
and not be like, We only got an hour 30. Let's rock and roll, kids.
Oh, man. That is one other very positive thing I'll say about this movie. 90 crisp minutes.
I
miss a 90 crisp minute movie. Ugh. You're in and out.
I think it's like, oh, it's fucking covered by the, it's covered by the Blockbuster.
Oh, thing. It's probably,
I think it's like 132. 131. Oh, good job, Brain.
It's 131. Minutes long? No, it's 91 minutes.
1 hour, 31 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was like, oh, my God. 130 minutes of 13 ghosts? That's not...
That's how many hours that's I watched
not,
it.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're watching, listening to podcasts about it.
At this rate, I have. Who?
There is a... if you have the DVD, I don't know who I'm talking to. Me. If you have the DVD... it's probably on YouTube too, but one of the special features is a very fun, poorly rendered page where you can click on items and each one represents a ghost and it'll give you the backstory of that ghost.
Oh yeah, I was listening
to... It's kind
of
fun. It's narrated by F. Murray Abraham. That's kind
of
cool.
One of the ghosts has... which one was it?
The Jackal?
No, I think it was the kid. That was the one that was like... He's too slow. Or it was like, he brought the kid brought a cap gun to play with his friend who was no match for his steel chip arrows.
Yeah.
which went
through his skull.
Went through his skull.
Not easy to do.
And all he does is he just wants to play. And I was like, that kid did not want to play. He wanted to murder. Why do all of these ghosts just want to kill?
Yeah, they're murderous ghosts. The effects are like K&B effects. Like the ghosts look awesome.
Well, they do. They look great.
They look so cool. And you see them in like the craziest flashes because it is like, it's 2001, so everything. It is edited like a music video.
It is.
It's edited like a Hoobastank music video. Yeah. And that's... And that's, again, a little bit of nostalgia, but also I think kind of fun. I'm like, yeah, don't show me. I like these little glimpses.
Yeah, but if you have epilepsy or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked. I don't, but I just.
If you do, then you really can't watch anything from like 99 to 2004.
Yeah, don't watch that. Because this movie especially, dear God, the flashes were, I know that was a choice.
Yes. But it was.
I think it definitely worked in parts, but other parts where I was like, okay, this feels like we're just using it so much now.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same effect. And now I just feel like I'm missing plot. I felt like I was missing plot points because of the flashes.
Well, you were getting Men in Black the entire time. Like every time there was a flash, you were like, I don't know why they're in this house.
That's why I don't know what's going on. I watched it so many times.
Yeah, you kept watching it and each flash, you were like, who are these people and why are they there?
And then that's why they had to keep... That's why they have to keep explaining the movie.
Yeah. It's sort of like the Netflix thing now of the second screen. Where like if you watch a movie now, they have to tell you the plot every 3 minutes.
Yes.
It's very strange. Oh, but this was an early version of that.
Yeah.
Let me just say, okay, so Tony Shalhoub goes to this house with his family, okay? Mm-hmm. But before
Tony Shalhoub
get there.
AKA Spy Kids.
Sure. Monk.
Yeah.
And my favorite, Antonio from Wings. If you've ever seen the sitcom, I was an indoor kid. Wings is great, though. It's like Cheers on Nantucket. So there's like a great opening set piece in a junkyard. Very scary. A lot of people die. A guy gets like pulled in half and broken that backwards way. I love when that happens. It happens in The Blob as well. I love The Blob. But then there's like this incredible 360 camera shot of Tony Shalhoub and his family and his wife. And as it goes around their like beautiful house, you hear the voiceover and stuff of you just hear their life and like a terrible fire happens. And by the time the camera gets all the way around, their beautiful house has become like a really shitty apartment. And then it's back on him. His wife is dead. She burned alive. And he's just crying, sitting next to a bunch of past due bills. And it's like, I'll be damned. Pretty effective, like, again, for this type of movie, I'm like, wow, you've really got a lot of exposition out of the way with, like, kind of a cool camera move.
Yeah, but also.
Tell me why
the audio,
watching it now
the
sucks.
Audio during that time, okay, is hearing.
Is it hard? Do you so badly want to be like, this movie's terrible, but I'm coming in so hot with liking it?
There are parts that I like, genuinely. It is, like, I understand why people like it. But I also like, you know, it's not the greatest thing I ever watched, but I can appreciate it and it's fun.
Yeah. Sometimes I love a beautiful filet mignon and sometimes I just want a steak and cheese sub in a greasy bag that you can see through.
Exactly. That's kind of this movie. Yeah. And that's okay. It's great. But the audio in the beginning is like you hear the beep, beep, beep. Oh my God, there's a fire. Mom. Ah! Yeah. And then you're cut to, we're at the doctor. Oh no, beep, she's dead. And then now, mom was great. Here's a eulogy. And now we're back to dad being sad.
Yes.
And then immediate cut to Kathy cooking lunch or breakfast or whatever. Yeah. And then you have the nanny not doing anything. And then what is it? Bobby, that little shit.
Yeah.
Bobby with his fucking scooter.
Yeah.
Bob, where's my freaking ringers on? Go away. Why are you on?
Bobby's a tough kid in a horror movie. They smartly get rid of him for like whole sections of time.
Yeah, they go, oh no, he ran away again in the house again. Oh no.
Because he's like a little older. He's like probably like 8, you know? But there's so much danger and so much violence. And he's constantly like, I'm trying to go play right now. And you're like, shut up, Bobby.
It's like,
Bobby.
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 Have you seen the Jackal Woman? Get the Bobby. Go outside.
Touch grass, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, you gotta get out of here.
Bobby, he's like, I love true crime.
Yeah,
actually. I did suicide.
Oh, Bobby is the first podcaster. Bobby in this movie has a little tape recorder and a microphone, and he just talks about true crime on it. And I'm like, Bobby, way ahead of his time.
Joe Rogan,
who? Yeah, grew up to be Joe Rogan.
Literally.
grew up to be Joe Rogan, and now he's constantly like, wow, my opinion is also fact.
And that's what Bobby does. And that's, Joe is short for
Bobby. But he's obsessed with death because his mom burned alive in front of him.
Yeah.
This is sad. This is all in setup for this. The movie hasn't even started. We haven't gotten to the house.
We're not even 5 minutes in.
Yeah, this is so quick that they do this stuff.
And you're like, okay, this could have been like a line like, hey, mom died.
Yeah.
Oh no, we're sad and don't have money.
No.
And
they're like, set the camera up. We're going to go around. Shaloub, don't move. This is a oneer.
This is a oneer. Just don't move.
Shaloub, don't move.
He also, Shaloub.
Be very happy and then very sad.
He seems like he's miserable this whole movie.
Yes, character. character choice.
Character choice or just because he is.
All just things I appreciate about this. But,
But
Tony Shaloub in this movie is constantly like very pissed off. And, like, I don't care. Where are my kids?
Yeah.
And I think that's missing in a lot of horror movies where, like, once stuff starts to get going, they're, like, keep kind of investigating or doing stuff. And I'm like, you know what a real parent would do? Be like, hey, where are my kids, though? Or, like, we need to get out of here. And Shaloub, like, never lets out. Shaloub is constantly like, hey, by the way, there's a device. This whole house is actually a big machine. And it's, like, powered by the dead and built by the devil. And he's like, did you hear me? Where are my kids? Like,
I need to find them.
I have to find my kids. And I'm like, I'll be damned. I love that. That's like, it's irritating probably on first watch. And then each time afterwards, I've been like, it is kind of fun that he's never like whisked away by the whimsy of this. Like, he's always just kind of like, no, where the hell is Bobby?
You're like, Matthew.
Yeah.
Lillard.
Yeah, Lillard. Lillard's got some killer lines. He's psychic.
Psychic.
Who, well, if he touches you, he knows your past.
Yeah, but also has a seizure?
And has a seizure.
Does he have epilepsy?
He might have epilepsy. Mm-hmm. And he can sense where ghosts are, so he's a good ghost catcher.
Yes.
Wrangler. And he has lines like, did I say there's a petting zoo down there? No, there's ghosts. And you're like, yeah.
I mean, I want to pet a ghost, I'm going to pet a fucking ghost, okay? Oh, do you know who else is in this movie? Miss Honey.
Miss Honey.
Miss Honey.
Yeah, Miss Honey. Crazy.
I was like, Miss Honey.
Yeah, that's me. But then that made you forget everything that had just happened. So you had to restart the movie and you're like, oh.
I was like, wait, Miss Honey, there she is again. Wait.
Oh, man.
Wait, didn't I just watch?
Wait a second.
Where's Matilda? Wait.
Miss.
Wait a second.
Miss Honey, what is your character? You're what? a ghost rights activist.
Ghost rights activist, but also you're secretly working with the bad guy.
Twist. Okay.
But then also you're literally just used as a plot device and nothing, like just to tell people what's happening, and then that's all your character is.
Yeah, what's her name? Kalina?
Kalina.
Later in the movie, Kalina just becomes exposition dumps. Yeah. She just goes from room to room and goes, here's what this is and how it works. And you're like, okay.
You're like, but okay.
That twist is kind of fun, though.
And then like, where's Kathy? Maybe? Hey, Tony, hear me out. Maybe keep your eye on your fucking kids.
Listen, Lillard has a line where he's like, how'd you lose your whole family in a glass house? And then like Shalhoub like just stares him down and is like mad at him. Great line. Because also, I had just been thinking that watching this.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how'd you lose your whole family in a glass house? And then Lillard says it. Voice of the audience, he is.
How do you lose your family in a glass house? Like, is that... I'm also... They're ghosts. They can't smudge the glass.
No.
So that has to be crystal clear.
But when they smack it, it explodes. There's a lot of cool pyro effects in this that are like... Yeah, if you smack, if a spiritual realmed being smacks the glass, it sparks in a way that looks incredible, but is also like what?
So does that mean that the glass is electric or that the ghosts are electric?
I think these are, you know, full torso roaming vectors, and I think they're
full.
They've got energy, coming through them, and the PKE meter would be going off the charts if it was in there with them, and it's just how it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just how it works, and it all checks out to me.
It makes sense.
It's got an Oscar winner as the main bad guy, which is insane. Everybody in this is kind of like knows what movie they're in.
They're all kind of in. This movie's so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll tell you another. So, like, maybe my favorite horror genre is gateway horror. So, gateway and gay horror, but like gateway horror. Like, the stuff you watch when you're younger, that stuff, right? But this one, I think, is kind of like whatever the next step of that is. It's kind of like teen gateway horror, you know, because it's certainly not like a thing that you watch as a child and then, but like, it's that one step up. And as like a preteen or whatever I was when I first saw this movie, The Angry Princess really changed my life.
Yeah.
I will say this movie scared the hell out of me. And also I understood something very specific about myself, which was as scared as I was, I would let that woman murder me. I couldn't figure out why. I was like, I don't know why I have this feeling, but I think she gets to murder me.
Oops.
The entire time. Oops. She's like, where's she though? She come back?
She could. Hi.
Where's that really scary ghost? I just wanted to hit pause real quick on that really scary ghost.
Can you put that? Can she go back to the room actually? Wait, come.
Hey, could she go back? She's so scary. I just wanted to check how scary.
I just want to make sure that I
just want to check how scary this ghost was.
Really scary. Could she actually pull her back? Yeah.
Is there a special feature that just explains her for like no less than an hour and a half?
Probably more like 2 minutes. Can I?
It's a sleepover movie in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just the boys sleeping over with each other.
With each other.
Watching that one scene.
Watching 13 ghosts.
Together, but replaying just her.
And then trying to pause it, but like every ghost is only seen for a fraction of a second. Yeah. So you're like, oh, she was right there.
You're like, I got the flash.
Yeah, oh, she was right there. Did you by chance read, this is one of those movies that Ebert hated?
Mm-hmm.
And the Ebert review is really fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great. Ebert reviews were always good, but they were the best when he hated something.
Mm-hmm.
And he hated 13 Ghosts.
The passion.
Yeah, the passion. Wow. He's also like such a funny guy.
Yeah.
But he's the funniest when he's just ripping something. And like he just calls this movie like loud and terrible. And there's a moment where he talks about how like everything flashes so fast that you won't catch it. But like, I guess on DVD you could hit pause. Although the real button you'll want is delete. And I'm like, Ebert, that's not a button.
But
I love what you're doing right now. I love that you're just like.
You might have a career.
I think he calls it the loudest movie since Armageddon or something. Like it's.
It is very like a very like loud.
It's super loud movie.
The thing I did enjoy about this movie are some of the kills.
Yep.
The slice in half with the glass. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So fucking cool.
Whereas the lawyer, he had to split. This movie knows what it is.
He had to leave, but he split.
He split. This movie's genius.
Also, when our boy Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Tony, there's only room for one of us behind the glass, so I'm going to protect you, Tony.
Yeah.
And now I
What mob movie was he in when he was doing this scene? What? What?
It what? Feels right. It feels what? Right.
Tony, only one of us can fit behind this glass, Tony.
Matthew Lillard in a mob movie. Make it happen.
Yeah, make it happen, please.
He'd be like, boss, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And then he'd get killed. Probably,
yeah, probably. You're right. Yeah.
But I'm at, his death was crazy. Because you're like, oh, he's going to make it. He's going to make it.
Yeah.
And then you have the hammer guy, and then you have the jackal come in, and he's like, oh, fuck the jackal, and then they both start tag teaming. And then I thought the craziest thing was him, the jackal picking him up, hitting him, but then the jackal picks him up overhead, you get a flash, uh-oh, but there's actually no ghost there, because it's silly. If you don't have the goggles,
you
can't see
the
ghost, which, you know, we didn't talk about that, but the if you can't see, you can't see the ghost without the goggles.
Without the goggles.
And snaps his back in half.
Yeah.
And I said, when I first saw that, I went, that must feel really good on your back.
Yeah, I mean,
For a split second, I was
incredible,
like,
incredible before you're dead.
Wow. That, I need that.
Yeah.
My back hurts. And I'm like, that seems like it would fix me.
I love that. That's the berserker guy. That guy's a 9-foot mechanic. He's a 9-foot mechanic ghost.
Gigantic. Is that the berserker? I thought that was
Jackal's the woman in the cage.
Isn't that the Juggernaut?
Juggernaut is the big guy with the nails.
Oh.
Unless they, I think. I mean, let us know in the comments.
They will. They will.
They'll let us know. The goggles are fun because in the 1960s, when William Castle released the other one, he gave out Illusion-O goggles. Mm-hmm. And so you would like put on these goggles in the movie theater. Also, shout out to my favorite director is Joe Dante.
Mm-hmm.
And his best movie is probably Matinee, but Matinee stars John Goodman, who plays basically like William Castle in that movie. And just does gimmicks to do stuff. But those glasses, so that's the callback to the 1960s is these goggles that everyone finds in the house and puts on so they can see the ghost.
Yeah.
And there's a great like camera push in at one point where they like go through the goggles, so then we know that like, even though no one's wearing them, the camera is wearing them.
Yes.
And that's why we can see the ghost. And I was like, again, little touches you didn't have to do.
Yeah. And Kathy's just like, I've never seen a mirror before.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'd say the most unbelievable part is not any of these mean ghosts. It's how taken aback this family is by the house.
Like the bathroom.
They go like from room to room and they're just like, you wouldn't believe it. There's old woman perfume in this room. What a dream.
Wow.
What a dream for me in this house.
Wow.
You're like, that room sucks, dude. You think that's a good bedroom?
He's like, this is
that's
great.
That's the grossest room I've ever seen.
No, it's like really good. Like, trust me, it's like really good.
Yeah. My room is made of glass.
And, yes.
And there's no chairs.
Awesome.
Nothing on the walls.
That's dream room right
there.
Yeah,
what a dream. Oh, man.
Yeah, we have those frosted glass cubes.
Yeah.
The entire bathroom is made out of them. Floor to ceiling, walls, everything.
Yeah.
Yes, but look at this mirror. I've never seen a mirror
before. Someone's old toiletries are in here. What a dream for us.
Wow, we don't have to buy any. They're already here. Oh, my God.
I know you guys are supposed to be poor, but easy does it on the, celebrating some of these rooms.
Jesus. And then, look, there's a bathtub.
Papa, we got to live in a museum. Papa, no one calls him Papa in it, by the way, but that's what I'm imagining, Bobby. Like, Papa, 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 my glass room is cold, Papa, but I love it. I love it so. Not a blanket in the house, but I love it.
Okay, also, just really quick, where is this movie taking place?
Well, they're like, close to Newark.
Okay.
It's in upstate New York,
okay,
I think.
Okay, so it gets cold.
Yes.
They're in a glass house. Yeah. You got to heat and cool that. Summer, that's going to be really hot.
You're telling
winter,
me.
That's got to be freaking cold, okay? The heating and cooling bill's got to be out of fucking.
This man was a billionaire of sorts. He spared no expense, And I'm sure he thought of that. Michael thought kept being like, if it rained, that would be a terrifying place to be in.
Oh my God, yeah.
It, like, at first you'd be like, beautiful. And then you'd be like, this is miserable.
That's why the ghosts are so mad.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's why those ghosts who have been captured and waiting for ghost rights activists to come free them.
That's why they're mad.
Yeah. Well, I guess they were mad before. There's a great, that first ghost that they catch, Matthew Lillard's like, he like sees what he's done and he's like, you told me you only killed like 9 people. There's 40 bodies here. And Cyrus is like, oh yeah, like he's been busy since he died. And I'm like, 31 more deaths? That's a crazy violent ghost, dude.
He got busy.
That's crazy numbers that guy was putting up.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's too high,
too
dude.
Too many.
These ghosts are doing big killing. And then they do, spoiler alert, get set free.
Yeah.
But they just walk into the woods. So like that neighboring, whatever's
fucked.
Yeah, it's the end of Fallen Kingdom, yeah, another Jurassic Park thing. It's just like they just let the ghosts out and they're all like they're all ghost walking into the woods and you're like, they're gonna go kill every family. Like you didn't solve
existed.
You protected one family, but everyone else is dead now.
Yeah.
That mechanic's gonna go back to that yard where he already killed 31 people.
That's not good. That's not good. Also, did you know that when they shot, you probably do, when they shot the last scene of the ghosts walking out, do you know when they shot that?
No.
During 9/11.
What do you mean? Like during?
Like, yeah.
When you say during 9/11.
Like when it was happening actively.
You promised me, you said, come on the pod, I won't bring up 9/11. And I said, Katie, I'm going to hold you to that.
I never promised.
And then you've been waiting here, and I see in the back of your eyes. Those pleading eyes were, when can I bring up 9/11? Now I understand. But during
9/11, like, they had to sit in hair and makeup for, like, hours and then go do that scene on 9/11.
Oh. No wonder it's kind of a dour.
Yeah, they weren't as, like...
Yeah, they were like, we're free, but also...
At what cost?
At what cost? At what cost is freedom? And that's another reason to watch 13 Ghosts. Just keep that in the back of your mind. The entire time. Oh my God. Where'd you find that? If I find out that's not true, I'm gonna be so mad at you. Some of these facts you found don't feel... I'm going to be double checking a little of this.
I should
you know the
doing
exact
that.
Moment when the ghosts are walking into the woods when they're free was during 9/11? Oh man, I wanna say no so badly.
This thing
came out in 2001, pretty fast turnaround. I mean, all right.
That's what I read, but allegedly, I guess I could be wrong. I'm sorry. I never said I provided factual or actual real information.
All I said was I was afraidy.
I skewed. Really scared. Do you have a favorite one of the 12? Because there's actually not 13 that we can see. 12 yeah. Ghosts.
Other than the Angry Princess.
Yes, is that true?
Who I love with all my heart.
Yes.
I it's got to be the jackal, the woman, the like, yeah, in the cage.
Yeah.
Screaming. Like, she's so terrifying looking. Actually, you know what? No, I'll take it back. That one's so great, but we don't get a ton of screen time of, like, the witch. Do you know the one that's just a straight-up witch?
Yeah.
And when you see her eyes are white, and she's like, she to me is like, could have her own spin-off.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't do any of the murder, but she's so terrifying.
Yeah, she's creepy.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
The giant baby.
Oh, giant baby?
Giant baby with tiny lady.
Giant baby with...
Tiny lady.
Tiny
lady.
Older...
Tiny mom.
Tiny older lady.
Tiny older lady mom.
Isn't it funny when you see them all holding hands in a circle like the Who's in Whoville at the end?
Yeah, I'm gonna giggle.
It's kind of a giggle.
Even when I saw him, like, at the NIST, it was like, baby and mom or whatever the fuck they're called, and they're, like, holding hands, and he's like... That made me giggle. Here's the thing, is the ghosts would get mad at me.
Because
I would probably laugh at them.
Sure.
And then they'd, you know what? I wouldn't
especially
be in the house
circle.
In the first place.
I would be like,
we sell it?
I would be tricked. I get it. That lawyer would trick me and I would go in and take a look and then I'd be stuck inside and be like, I guess I didn't expect the house to rotate and all the doors to close.
I was like, well, you know what? I actually want to.
And that they'd open up an eye to hell.
Yeah.
Built by the devil, powered by the dead.
That
there's so many banger lines. There's so many. This thing goes hard when it wants to.
It's crazy. But also, the soundtrack. And yeah. like the score is fucking insane.
Yeah. That was very, that's very of its time.
Yeah.
Which is like, there's like a rock montage.
Yeah, which it's like, it's good.
But you're, like, but you're like, I'm not that scared when you put.
Yeah, I'm like, this is like
why
like
is Three Doors Down playing? Like, is that?
Like, I'm not mad at it, but I'm just a little confused. About
am,
what,
how
like,
am I the, supposed to feel right now?
Is this relevant? But like, I'm not mad.
Do you think that Tony Shalhoub saved the day and is able to do that Super Mario Brothers jump to save his family? that he was able to do it because of his understanding of math. He's a math teacher in it. Yeah. And occasionally in the movie, he'll say something like, the equation doesn't make sense. And I'm like, are you trying to make this?
About math.
Are you trying to make this make sense?
Make it make sense.
Are you trying? Is this script going harder than it needs to now?
Is this bad?
Because he does jump to save them, but like not save them. He just huddles with them.
Yeah. And then he huddles with them.
Yes.
While the entire glass house
explodes.
And you're telling me.
Yes.
They walked out without a single scratch
on
them?
He jumps in, and so the infernum
yeah.
is spinning.
Yeah.
And it's spinning so fast that all the stuff that flies at them gets hit.
Uh-huh.
Like the way Cyrus explodes when he hits those things.
Yeah.
So they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't really going to get them. He was going to stay safe with them.
Yes.
And that just makes sense logically. Factually, logically, no problems there.
Absolutely not.
Zero problems. Makes a ton of sense. The nanny also made it out. And then,
totally fine.
But had to survive to end the movie and to sing the credit song.
Oh.
That Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Ra Digga.
Wow.
Yeah. That Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Who's the first to fall? Like, it's a very funny, I miss that. Man, I wish all credits were still about, like, the movie you just watched.
Sometimes. No, Radio Silence.
Oh yeah,
those guys. Their credit songs are actually pretty good.
Ooh,
actually pretty linked.
I don't know if I've noticed that.
And I've told them that I was like, keep doing that, please, because like that's how you get people to stay for credits, is have like a good song.
Yeah.
Initially, and they're like, thank you for noticing, because not many people do. And I'm like,
because that's one thing I had forgotten. And then that the credits hit, and you hear that like mirror, mirror on the wall, who will survive? Who'll be the first to fall? And I was like, oh my god.
Apparently everybody
is the nanny crushing this song.
Dude,
about surviving a horror movie.
She might not be able to cook or watch kids at
all. Yeah, she's also a very bad nanny for this family that has no money or ability to pay her. But she also like, she's like, this is my room. And I was like, what are you? You live with them?
What?
You're a live-in nanny?
You're an au pair? Is that what that is? I also like when Tony was like to Matthew's character, oh, well, like I'll pay you to help.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids look at him like, you don't have money.
You don't have money. We don't have money, Dad.
We don't have money. What money are you?
And Mom burned alive in front of us, and
remember?
We don't have money. You
do
remember?
We need to start the movie over again?
Yeah, should we start? Yeah, do I have to start over? Do you remember the 360 camera, Dad?
Because you were there.
Where we went from going like, oh, I'm having so much fun. Life is so great. To being like,
my wife is dead.
Your wife is dead, and she died in agony.
And now.
Your bills are due. Papa, the man for the bills is back. He's banging on the door, Papa. We only have enough to buy blueberry cereal, which is on the fridge. And that's always fun. Anytime I see blueberry in a movie, I'm like, you guys are having fun.
Blueberry?
Yeah. The monster cereal. Well, you're not scouring the frame for stuff like blueberry in the background?
Maybe on the, like, 10th watch where I've seen the movie before. On this watch, I'm just trying to freaking understand what is going on.
Knowing this was my fifth pick, and then knowing that you hadn't seen it and then had to watch it, I was like, this is gonna be so fun. She's gonna be like, what is this? And I'm gonna be like, here's why it's a gem that should be watched over and over.
It's
fine, but what are you doing?
It is fun. Like, genuinely, you know, it is a fun movie.
It's a good October watch.
Yes.
It's a good, like, Halloween party in the background watch, you know, like, it's right, you know, like, you know those Halloween parties,
yeah,
where you loudly put on the loudest movie you can think of, Hoobastank soundtrack, you put it on in the background, there's a naked woman with a knife, she's
yeah,
just walking around, you
yeah,
just catch glimpses.
You know, you don't need to know, this is a party movie where you should know what's going on, and it's, I think that's the when it would actually be really good.
Do you have any last, like, confusing things that you want me to clear up about what was happening?
Let me look at my notes. Hold on.
Because if there is anything that you're like, I still don't understand this movie, I really want everyone to walk away understanding what happened. I can't remember what the name. It was Infernum Oculum?
Giant Ghost Baby.
What's the name of the...
Explain. I don't know. Bobby and...
I should not. Ice Maggie, not cooking. Yellow kids, spy kids, kids obsessed with crime.
Oculus Infernum.
Okay, Oculus
Infernum. The Oculus Infernum is what they're building.
That's pretty solid.
Which gives you the more power than anyone in the world. You basically have the power of the devil. And rich people get so bored. Actually, this is what I wish real life rich people did. Real life rich people are like the worst villains.
Yeah.
They're like such like crappy loser villains. And I'm like, why don't you build a big rotating glass house and try to contact the devil, you dummies? Why you gotta be bothering me?
This is more fun.
Yeah,
Be creative.
Don't bother immigrants. Don't. Just build a glass cube in the woods and try to harness the devil's power, you idiots.
That's more fun.
It's so much more fun. Do that. Do cool stuff.
It's like, why is it always like...
Don't you want to see Oculus Infernum out loud in a news broadcast?
That's fun. Hey. Don't you could buy robes with your buddies.
Yeah.
You could match. You could get them embroidered with their names.
Put barrier spells on your window house.
Fun.
That's fun. Invite a family to it. Murder them, but only murder them. You know, that's a small drop in the bucket.
Fun. Have the ghost kill them for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hire a psychic. Do you believe in psychics?
I do.
Okay.
Because I think they believe in me. I'm like Mulder. I want to believe all these things.
Yeah.
I'm constantly like, I go to haunted places. Like, I love doing that stuff, but I think I'm too thirsty for it because I go to all these places and I'm like, this room?
Ghosts!
They say not to stay in this room at this hotel. And I go in and I'm like,
I'm gonna stay.
Hello? Anybody spooky home? And they're like, boo, not that guy though. No thank you to that guy. Let's wait for kids. We don't want to, I don't like that guy.
The guy's way too excited.
His energy is wrong. And I get that. But yes, psychics. And I've had some on shows and stuff, and they have said crazy things. Like, there was a comedy show I did that when we had one on, it like ruined the show in a great way, but it like things were no longer funny because they knew. They knew too much and they were saying too much. And you could slowly see people be like, oh, that's not why I'm here. So, yes, do you believe?
Not in LA.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm going to go to a psychic, which I will one day,
yeah,
it's going to be in New Orleans.
Okay. I like that.
I want someone who's been doing it in the same place for like years. It's like their family is psychic.
New England, New Orleans, like Key West would be like a good like spot to just be like, this is a haunted place.
Yeah. I want a dead chicken on the wall and then I will trust you.
Oh, all right.
I trust that woman, SP woman, with my life.
Yeah. I can't be.
No, okay. I don't trust a man.
No.
I don't trust men.
That's just a different form of mansplaining.
Yeah.
Mansplaining of the future. Sir.
Sir,
you're the real villain.
Okay.
Sir, as we've established, you're the real villain.
could you cut that out?
Yeah, could you cut that though?
Could you cut that?
Cut most of it.
Yeah, most of it.
Just the parts where I talk.
Just like the jackal did.
Yeah.
Is that why you're saying that? Because are you the jackal?
I'm the jackal. That's the reveal. That's the real twist.
In the cage?
In the cage?
His life.
Just, sometimes your head is in a cage, and that cage is your thoughts. And it's affecting your life.
Shit. What the fuck? Amazing. So we are nearing the end here. Is there any final?
We are?
I know. What? We could keep going. About this movie?
This man also made Ghost Ship. You want to talk about Ghost Ship?
Ghost Ship.
House on Haunted Hill?
What?
I'll come back and do all these, by the way.
Yes, you will. Are there any final thoughts on this insane fucking movie?
I miss this type of horror movie. My final thought is, I miss this type of horror movie in the sense that it is unabashedly like going to an actual haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like going to Halloween Horror Nights. It's like going on the dark ride at a carnival. Like, mm-hmm. its only design is like, this is kind of B-movie schlocky, but like, it's going to be a fun ride.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have scares kind of like constantly. And it won't be, there's no like greater meaning. Like, the greater meaning is like family's nice, but there's no like, as it turns out, there weren't ghosts in there. It was trauma.
The whole time.
And obviously there is trauma. Their mom burns alive. But like,
but
there
she
was
comes
a,
back in the end to say, I love you.
Yeah, there's a style of horror that I'm nostalgic for where it's like, it was fun without making me super depressed at the end. And I like those as well, but I would prefer like 12 of these and then one of those. And that's my 13 ghosts.
Is there a movie called One Ghost? Is this the 13th movie?
You got to watch. That's why you didn't understand. You hadn't seen all 12, ghost movies. The first one stars Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Oh. Woo.
That's just ghost.
That's two ghosts.
And then well, no, there's only one ghost.
Ghost. No, it's ghost, and then it's two ghosts.
Yeah, then ghosts.
And then three
then
ghosts.
Then two ghosts, two furious. Isn't it cool that they changed 13 to have the number 13 in it, or is that the lamest thing you've ever seen in your life? Because in 2001, that's what people used to high-five over. And now I feel like it's a little cringe. But back then, people were like, you wouldn't believe this. We hid the number 13 in the word 13.
That's really fucking
good. I don't know if they give out Oscars for that, but if they do, we're certainly nominated. At the very least, nominated.
That's really freaking good. Dude. This guy should write. That's really freaking good. Some guy
Misery loves company.
Some guy was on a pitch and was like, bro,
you wouldn't.
I know we were going to use the number 13.
Yeah.
But have you ever, like, stared at the number 13? And then you're like, dude, the letter I and the number 1 are kind of the same.
Close enough that you can almost read it. Somebody was like, oh, just the number 13? That's so the original 13 ghosts.
Oh, that's
but it's 2001. 9/11's happening right now. And I tell you this, we're going to hide it in the letters. Yeah, the 3 is a T. No, the I is a T. The 1. Sorry, the 1.
No. Yeah, how do you spell 13? The 1 is a T. I'm so sorry. I can't read. I'm a woman.
Whoa. Cut that part. Cut that. No, take that part, but make it seem like I said it somehow. So that I finally get that punch in the face I've been looking for on the street. The one I've been pitching all night.
13.
Oh, yeah, because 3 is an E.
3 is an E. All of a sudden, I was like, wait. I was like, where the fuck is the... I'm like, did they spell it wrong? No, I'm just an idiot. It's fine.
No, it's 13 sitting in there. What a dream.
What a dream.
This is a well-thought-out movie.
This is so well-thought-out.
Have like, I said that this is just a perfect
movie?
Just
like movie? This podcast. It's so well-thought-out. We plan everything. This was all planned. And we're going to cut everything.
Cool.
But on that note, out of 10... How you ranking this movie?
And I can say 11?
You can say whatever
Can I
you
give
want.
It a 13?
Nope.
I'd give it a 13 ghosts if I was. I'm going to give this a... Here's my real one. Okay. 13. 13's the one I want you to keep, but you can cut and then cut this one.
Okay.
7.
7, okay.
7. This is a solid 7. It's a rewatch for me, like spooky season. I like it a lot. I like recommending it to people who haven't seen it. But I understand that there's stuff that doesn't connect with everyone unless they watch it 100 times. So
was how many reasons you need 13?
7. So I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
But like leaning towards 8.
Okay. It's like 7.5.
Yeah. And on the streets, I'll say 13.
And you can quote him on
but
that.
But the exclusive is, I'll admit, I'll 7.
7.5. Okay, yeah. I also said 7.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was trying to meet closer to what I thought you were going to...
out of 10, I don't give things a 10 very often.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm very hard on movies. Sorry. I enjoyed it. It's insane. If I wasn't analyzing it for a pod, I would enjoy it more.
Yeah.
It's like when you have to analyze something like this movie... Where you're just like, I think if I just like watched it, it'd be more fun.
Yeah.
But to actually try to understand it, that's a whole different beast.
A bummer thing I found out is that I did a thing with Matthew Lillard, name drop, recently. And I showed him my copy of 13 Ghosts and he was like, you have bad taste in movies. And I was so bummed. I was like, but why? You're the reason this is so good. This is probably a 5, but you make it a 7.
Make it a sequel, because he comes back as a ghost.
Yeah, he comes back as a very casual ghost.
Casual ghost. She's like, I'm a chill guy as a ghost.
That's the type of ghost I'd like to be.
Wait, if he's a psychic as a ghost,
Hey, we'll start working on it right now.
Whoa. Let's get on it.
Let's get on it. Psychic ghost. The 14th ghost.
The 14th ghost.
Has a terrible ring.
Sounds like Saturday the
Oculus 14th. Infernum. This movie's about the Oculus Infernum. It's not that hard to understand.
It's get it together. Okay.
Oh my God. Built by the devil, powered by the dead. What are you, what's the problem?
So were you afraidy or not afraidy of 13 ghosts?
I have always been afraidy of 13 ghosts. Okay. Still, there's still moments that get me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think about it a lot. More than I should.
Because you paused at the one scene?
It's not one scene. It's multiple.
It's multiple.
And yeah.
And yeah, I do.
And
what
yeah,
of it?
I do.
What of it?
Whatever. Cut that part.
Cut that part. Keep it in. I was not afraidy.
Not afraidy. I get it.
Because I'm not a baby.
Yeah, I get that.
So, well, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And this is the time of the show where you plug your stuff.
Yo.
Plug yourself.
My name is Matt Catanzano. You can find me on socials at Matt Catanzano, CatAnzano. I spell it on the pod. I have a show called The Last Video Store. It is a movie nerd show. It's kind of like Pee Wee's Playhouse, but set in a video store. There's monster puppets and filmmaker friends come in as the guests. It's really fun. Come to that sometime. My website is called thehappyghostproductions.com. I'm about to start raising money for my first feature. Yeah, it's been a lot of shorts and short festivals and stuff and 1 million sketches, but we're going to launch the campaign, the equity crowdfunding campaign for my first feature next month.
Yeah.
So go to thehappyghostproductions.com and... if you're rich, if you're my rich Uncle Cyrus,
yeah,
then fake that death, baby, and give me that cube house I can sell to make some movies.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge. Guys, make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz on Katie Afraidy on all social media platforms. Also, make sure to go to the Patreon. We have extended cuts there. You can also get stickers. Stickers are fun. And on every episode... we like to end by giving good or bad advice regarding the movie. Mm-hmm. I usually don't think about it till this very moment. Okay. And I'm looking in the camera right now and it's happening. So I would say the advice for this movie would be, if you hear that an uncle of yours died and he's giving you a house, maybe look into it before being like, fuck yeah, we're going. Because it might have a bunch of dead people in it. And then you're trapped in a glass house, a glass case of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See,
told you.
Right.
People do that.
And yeah, that'd be pretty bad. Do you have anything?
Yeah, my advice would be, if you find out that you have a long lost uncle who dies and bequeaths you a glass house, don't look into it. Go get that glass house with your family. And as long as you guys love each other, you'll be just fine. Just fine.
The audio people, he gave a wink to the camera.
You couldn't hear it? Ting. It was an aggressive wink.
Ting. You just...
ink.
Ink. On that note, guys, we will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
Maggie!
What?
We got company.
Where? I can't see.
How close is it?
Close enough to hurt you.
Go, 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 go!